Senegal and Chad have condemned French President Emmanuel Macron's recent remarks accusing African nations of ingratitude for France's role in combating militant jihadist insurgencies in the Sahel. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Macron, speaking at an annual ambassadors' conference in Paris on Monday, claimed that Sahel states had forgotten to thank France for preventing them from falling under militant control. He argued that no Sahelian nation would remain sovereign without France's military intervention. Chad, contemptuous attitude. Chad's Foreign Minister Abdraman Koulamallah called Macron's comments contemptuous and reflective of a broader disregard for Africa. Chad expresses its deep concern following the remarks made recently by the French president, which reflect a contemptuous attitude towards Africa and Africans, Koulamallah said on national television. He urged French leaders to respect the African people and recognize the value of their sacrifices. Senegal, France's role questioned. Senegal's Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko also rejected Macron's assertions, accusing France of contributing to the destabilization of African nations, particularly citing Libya's collapse as a cause of regional insecurity. France has neither the capacity nor the legitimacy to ensure Africa's security and sovereignty, Sonko stated. He added that Senegal's decision to close French military bases was made independently, reflecting the country's sole will as a free, independent and sovereign nation. Both leaders reminded Macron of the significant contributions made by African soldiers during the liberation of France in the World Wars. Had African soldiers, sometimes forcibly mobilized and mistreated, not been deployed during the Second World War, France might still be German today, Sonko said. France's waning influence. Macron's remarks come as France's influence in Africa continues to decline. Senegal, Chad, and Ivory Coast recently ended security agreements with France, while Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger expelled French troops following coups. Critics have accused France of neo-colonialism and exploiting its former colonies for strategic interests. Junta-led governments in Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso have since pivoted towards Russia, further eroding France's regional presence. In November, Chad terminated its defense agreement with France, with Koulamallah stating that it was time for Chad to assert its full sovereignty and redefine its strategic partnerships according to national priorities. Macron's comments backfire. Macron's assertion that African nations owe their sovereignty to French intervention has drawn widespread criticism. He acknowledged the unpopularity of French troops in Africa but maintained that France's actions were justified. "We were right to deploy. I think someone forgot to say thank you. It's okay, it will come with time," Macron said, adding that African leaders lacked the courage to support France's efforts publicly. The fallout underscores the strained relationships between France and its former colonies, with growing demands for African nations to assert their independence and redefine their foreign partnerships. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.